Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
We're into the dark time of year. The weather has sharpened and chilled, though offering small gifts of rain. The hours of daylight diminish, then feel slashed by the change of the clocks. As I look at brown hills and rake leaves into the gutter, I reluctantly admit the earth is shutting down. Only one more calendar page to flip. Then, the ultimate act of faith and hope, I begin planting bulbs. It was the backyard squirrels who reminded me. What with political chaos, weather disasters, and world crises, the whole situation was feeling bleak. But I looked out my window and there was a tiny squirrel furiously digging in the hard soil under the fig tree. I've tried to get a shovel into that ground, but the drought has turned it to concrete. And yet here she was, determined to put that acorn into safekeeping underground. She'd need it come March, feeding hungry babies. She had her sights on the future. At the garden store, a rainbow display of springtime color greeted me, promising, as the poet did, crowds of dancing daffodils and narcissus, hyacinths. The bulbs looked as bad as the season, though, shriveled beige husks that challenged me to believe they still held life. Nevertheless, I toted home a bag full of daffodils and got the rusty shovel out of the garage. The ground was just forgiving enough after a little rain to encourage me to put some muscle into it and dig. After all, a bulb asks for a mere 6 inches in soil depth to get going, a small price to pay. Already as the sun dipped behind the rustling sycamores, I could sense a new year coming. Now I'm looking every day for slivers of green to emerge. I know it's premature, but hope is pretty hard to stifle. Bulbs need both dark and cold to get inspiration for new life. So why not me as well? With a perspective, this is Marilyn Englander.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rund Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.